Born in Lubbock, Texas on November 22, 1945, is husky voice blues and soul singer Angela Straley, who has often been called the First Lady of Texas Blues. Indeed, her contributions both on and off stage have done much to propel the Austin blues scene towards international prominence. Whether recording with such friends as Marcia Ball, Luann Barton, Sue Foley, or the late Stevie Ray Vaughan, or helping mastermind policies behind the success of Antone's, the legendary Austin Blues Club, she has performed with unerring taste and verve. Straley actually honed her talents on the stage of the infamous Antone's out of Austin, Texas, where she performed with many, many blues artists over the years. She eventually became a partner with the late Clifford Antone, helping manage the club and booking acts. And they supported blues artists from all over the country and kept traditional blues alive for many years, which it's still doing in part today. We're going to hear two cuts off of Angela's album Blonde and Blue, Two-Bit Texas Town and Say It's Not So. And then we'll change it up a little bit with a song with Straley accompanied by a solo acoustic guitar entitled Going to That City. Angela Straley on Cruising the Blues.
No, he was on the prowl. Back when Ray soul. It's just not so. Just tell me you love me, baby, and that everything I'm thinking is wrong.
We just heard three cuts from Angela Straley's album, Blonde and Blue. Anson Funderburg got his first guitar when he was a third grader in Plano, Texas. Along with the guitar his mother had bought for him was a box of 45 singles. One of those was Freddie King's Hideaway, which when he heard, he was immediately drawn to that sound. So started his journey into the blues, and he was on the stage at the age of 15. Funderburg is a top-notch guitar player out of Texas that is a noteworthy namesake in the Texas blues scene. He plays Fender Stratocasters, vintage models actually from the 50s, and he started his band The Rockets in 1978, which would have had a long list of albums through the years, and being the guest on many other blues albums, and he's most recently touring with harmonica master Mark Hummel and the Blues Survivors. He's also a founding member of a current band called The Four Jacks. We're going to hear three tunes from Anson, starting with the Rockets tune with his former frontman and the great late Sam Myers, entitled The Blues Seem to Follow Me, followed by a smooth instrumental showcasing Funderburg's smooth style, Down at JJ's, and then a recent recording of his current stint with Mark Hummel and the title cut off his album, The Hustle Is On. Anson Funderburg on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. We'll be right back.
Thank you. hustling is really on. Times is hard, baby, and hustling is really on. Prices are high, darling, all the good jobs are gone. Sorry to say, baby, things ain't what they used to be. Sorry to say, baby, things ain't what they used to be. You better get your job, mama.
Unknown fact is Mike Judge, who created the animated series Beavis and Butthead in the early 90s, actually modeled Beavis' character after Anson Funderburg. Judge, who is also a blues bass player, played with Anson in another band, Once Upon a Time. Little blues history for you there. Well, that wraps up this week's road trip in Texas. We'll be staying in Texas, though, for a few more weeks. There's a lot more blues where that came from. So until next week at this same time, I'm Mr. Jack, and I'll catch you later.